The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Good morning.
A very good morning to you, Pat.
Now, we're going to mention the dreaded C word, Christmas. Christmas.
We are indeed, and we generally associate the planting of new potatoes. I mean, people, gardeners all around the country, Pat, are enjoying the potatoes they planted back in March and early April. But it's actually at this time of year that we think about new potatoes for Christmas. And it's really a novelty item. You'll see the seed available in your local garden centre at the moment. Varieties like Duke of York, which is a lovely flowery variety, or Vitabella, which I particularly like. Or if you like the salad or waxy potatoes, two great varieties, Nicole and Charlotte, are two excellent varieties. But those are available now. You simply plant them up in pots and containers in a good quality compost. Something like the Bord na Mona organic vegetable compost is really good. And I generally layer them, Pat, which means that in the bottom of the pot, I'll put some compost. I'll put three or four tubers of, say, Vitabella or Duke of York. I'll cover that with compost, and then I'll put another ring of tubers. So like a lasagna, we put two layers of tubers covered with compost, give it a good watering, sit it out on your patio, and they'll actually come into growth over the next couple of weeks. It generally takes about 10 to 14 weeks to get them to a usable stage. So you're coming right up to kind of the middle of November, early December. And those potatoes will store really, really well, giving you new potatoes with that lovely thin skin for Christmas Day. Yeah.
You sent me a picture of a pot that kind of has a little zipper thing at the side. So you see all the green shoots of the potato plants on top. And then you zip open this thing and you stick your hand in and pull out the potatoes. Is that a real thing?
Absolutely. Well, they're potato planters, Pat. And the beauty about potatoes is they continually produce their tubers. You know, so once they're roughly about the size of a hen's egg or egg size, you can start harvesting them while still allowing the plants to grow on. So even potatoes at this time of year, rather, if you've got them in pots and containers, rather than shaking them out completely, you can simply slip your hand in and take the tubers as you need them and allow the tubers to continue to produce new tubers over the next couple of weeks. And the same applies for the Christmas potatoes. So they're a novelty item, Pat. Particularly for listeners that might have a conservatory greenhouse or tunnel, they're a great novelty item to grow at this time of year.
Now, the other thing you want to encourage us to plant the wildflower seeds now for the bees next year.
Yeah, well, we had some questions in last week, if you remember, and with that drop of rain we've had last week and over the weekend, soil conditions are actually perfect for the sowing of wildflower seed. So if you get the wildflower seed in now in August, it will germinate within 14 to 21 days. You'll have some colour this year from the annual flowers, but you're really playing for next year. You'll have lots of colour this time of year for the rest of the summer in 2023. And as I mentioned last week, a little tip, if you've got a wildflower area, do remember as we slip into September, that's the time to plant some of the spring flowering bulbs like the snowdrops and crocuses and dwarf daffodils, which the bees and the insects in general love in the springtime. And it just pretties up your wildflower at that time of year.
Yeah, lots of questions coming in. I planted a hydrangea called Vanilla Fraise, but I have lost the picture label. Can Pori tell me what colour it will be and how to treat it? It's in a pot.
It's a beautiful variety of hydrangea, Vanilla Fraise. It's one of the Paniculata family, Pat. They actually produce beautiful flowers like an ice cream and that kind of cone shape. Vanilla meaning white, Fraise meaning raspberry or red. So it actually comes into flower in the next couple of weeks with a beautiful white flower, which actually turns to a raspberry red colour as we go into September and October. So it's a particularly nice variety, very, very simple to grow. Hydrangeas in general will need plenty of watering, particularly in dry weather, and give it an occasional feed. And Vanilla Fraise will flower for you right up until the end of November in your garden. So it's a particularly nice variety.
I successfully grew Japanese onions and garlic last autumn in my garden. Can you advise when are bulbs available to plant and what fertilizer should I use for both?
Okay, and funny enough, onions we don't generally associate them as hungry vegetables, but think of all the layers that an onion puts on. It needs regular feeding. So add some vegetable fertilizer, something like Q4, into the garden soil. This is the time of year as we come into August, where Japanese onion sets are available. So these are the small little bulbs, Pat. They grow through autumn and through the winter, and you harvest them as greens coming up to Christmas, but as full-size bulbs in April and May of next year. So check in your local garden centre. They should have bulbs certainly now or over the next couple of weeks, and you can plant them right through till mid-September. There's two varieties. You've got the red one, which is one called Electric. It's got that lovely red skin, very mild, or the traditional Japanese onion is the golden yellow colour. So look for those at the moment.
Can I cut back my lilies, foxgloves and lupins now? The flowers have all gone and the lupin seeds are formed.
Yeah, a great question. And you know, this is, we often talk about deadheading plants, Pat. Our job is to stop them from producing seed, because if we do that, the lupins will kick into flower again, trying to reflower and produce seed. So regular deadheading through the summer is really what you want to be doing on all your herbaceous plants. So for these particular ones, they're producing seed at the moment, like the lupins, cut back the old stems, the old pods. You'll see the seed pods on the stems. Trim those back. Give your lupins a good feed now. And who knows, you might even have some colour, some late flowering on those lupins in the next couple of weeks.
Some of my lavender have suddenly turned brown. What's wrong with them? I keep them watered and in sunshine.
You might be overwatering them, and lavender, I mean, this summer hasn't been excessively dry. And I always mention with lavender, they need free draining soil, Mediterranean conditions and full sun. So cut back in the watering. I'm imagining that you're actually just overwatering. Lavender needs watering in dry weather, maybe once a fortnight at most at this time of year. Okay. So maybe cut back a little bit.
My 10-year-old olive tree in a container has lost about half of its leaves in the past week, looking very bare. Should I feed it? Also, yesterday I discovered a plague of lily beetles on an early flowering lily. I keep squashing them. Will that prevent another generation of beetles?
It will, and the lily beetle can be quite destructive at this time of year on lilies in particular. It targets lilies and deforms the flowers and the foliage as well. So keep an eye on them and just simply squish them as you're doing. That's the best treatment for them. In relation to the olive tree, regular feeding is important. If there's any dead wood on the plants, and you'll know that by, it'll simply break off. It'll be very brittle. That can be pruned out at this time of year on olive trees. But liquid feeding with something like a tomato food every fortnight will certainly push on some new growth.
What can I put on my lawn to green it up? I have a special family event at the end of August and I want my lawn looking well.
Oh, within 3 weeks. So, well, the best way to green it up fairly quickly is actually to use the product, Pat, that I often recommend for the moss, the Zero Liquid, because that will actually green it within 7 or 8 days if you apply it at this time of year. And again, with the rain over the weekend, it's super conditions at the moment for feeding lawns in general. So put on some of the Zero Liquid and follow that up with some granulated lawn fertilizer as well. And that will keep the color lovely and green right through into early winter.
Is it possible to revive Buxus shrubs that have gone all brown? They may not like the sea air. That's from Elizabeth.
Absolutely. They don't. If it's very exposed, Elizabeth, you're really, you know, the Buxus won't survive in that situation, because they have to deal with the salt on one side, and obviously the high winds. A better plant, which is very similar to boxwood, is a plant called Euonymus microphyllus. Micro meaning small, phyllus meaning leaves. So it's got really tiny leaves like the boxwood, but will tolerate the salt air an awful lot better. So look for that in your local garden centre, Euonymus microphyllus. That's the plant I would plant in a seaside area if you want that low hedge that boxwood gives.
I've a pear tree, but it suffered from the high heat we had recently. The leaves are burnt looking. Is there anything I can do to revive it? FYI, I bought it from the local garden centre and it still needs to be planted in the ground. We're moving to a new house next month, so could I get away with leaving it in its pot until then?
Yes, you can. I mean, what will happen? I mean, obviously it has dried out and it's in the container. That's a temporary setback. The plant will have dropped its leaves just to conserve moisture. The plant should be still alive. So keep it well watered until such time as you move house or move into the new house, and plant it as soon as you can at that stage. But it will start to re-leaf again, Pat. It's only a temporary setback.
And a final one. My hydrangea bush has all its blooms covered up with the foliage. Why would that be? Asks Bridie.
Oh, it's unusual. So, well, remember that hydrangeas, particularly the mophead varieties, flower on last year's growth. So what's happening in Bridie's situation is that the new growth is covering up the flowers. Now, she can safely prune away some of that green foliage. So just trim it back, Bridie, to expose the flowers, and it'll be perfectly okay. And again, remember with hydrangeas, feed them with a high potassium feed this time of year, like a rose feed, will help them to flower again next year.
Pádraig Corcan, thank you very much. And that's all we've time for, with a reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.